Coladas is all I need to survive. Sunglasses, fat asses, racial equality, titties, and a bright future for the kiddies is all I need. Liquor and some mixes I cop from down at the Dollar Tree. No Jesus pieces, cause we don't practice idolatry. Apology goes out to the initiated Illuminati. Sorry, my party never capitulated. Bow down like Q Mac and Dub C. Together with the 23rd letter, it's lovely. It's like Walter White meeting up with Walt Whitman. Mixing some Walt Disney and Nipsey slipping a little gripping. Wisdom of the ages written down on these pages. America afraid, so they locked us up in these cages. I was meant to be sent to the penitentiary, but now this music ministry got me living in infamy. My energy everlasting like Max One. Rock for Victoria, block my section. Biggest and the baddest, best in the galaxy. Grooves keep the devil off my mental mentality. The music, it calms me, it's soothing the zombie. While my dreads got me looking like a cool ass palm tree.
I don't need a chemical blow, all I need's a chemical bank. Bitch, you better fill in the blank. Motherfuckers think it is what it ain't. I don't need a chemical blow, all I need's a chemical bank. Bitch, you better fill in the blank. Motherfuckers think it is what it ain't.
Head full of dreads, but knowledge inside. Never went to college, but gave it the college try. I'm the guy, still spinning on paperbacks. Rapper smoking weed and not reading, that's why the game is whack. But steady saying facts this and facts that. But never crack a book to take a look where the facts at. Hit my cash app, I'm about to start a fund. Help these mumble rappers by removing their tongues. Dumb, deaf, and blind, the sheep, the 85. Peace to the guys in the earth, protect the vibe. As long as I'm alive, the culture is on the rise. Giving you the truth, the government give you lies. The mothership arrived, the aliens take me back. You threatened by my elevation, now how gangsta is that? I ain't a groupie, you game goofy, you can't shoot me. Suckers never give me my credit, I guess it ain't a movie. You really want a Merce Day tour? Only if the label paying Merce Day more. What a strange thing to say. Let's see how we can influence the mainstream today. They feeling brave, they steal my wave, I feel away. But either way, end of the day, I still get paid. They steal their fate, I kill the hate. I'm feeling great, like I'm eating donuts in Detroit on Dilla Day.
Yo, what's good with you, everybody? It's been a minute, but I'm back with a new episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. Ooh, I'm out here just getting hype right now. As always, I'm your host, Reckless. How y'all doing out there? And holy shit, did we have so much shit happen over the past few months since my last episode? And I'm not just talking about, you know, my life. You know, everybody's life gets complicated and there's a whole bunch of shit that goes down that, you know, it doesn't give you the opportunity to be able to do the things that you really want to do. And you know, for me personally, I had so much going on, but things have calmed down and I'm not going to get into it, but you know, just life, you know, it happens. But I will say that in the world, there has been a lot of shit that's been going down. We had the Supreme Court overturn Roe versus Wade. We had the cops and certain individuals being charged federally for the death of Breonna Taylor. Rest in peace to that queen. Donald Trump having his home in Mar-a-Lago invaded by the feds. Wow. I never thought I would ever say a sentence like that. But hey, Vince McMahon retiring from the WWE amidst sexual misconduct allegations. Like, to be honest, I'm a huge WWE fan, and he should have been gone a long time ago. And I'm only saying that because the product has been subpar and okay, this is not the episode where I'm going to get into that, but just so much craziness going on in the world. And while I could go on and on about all of those things and more, I decided to return to this show and focus on something else right now. Not so much as a distraction, more like engaging in something positive and interesting versus something heavy. Okay, so yeah, basically a distraction. Sue me. today I'm going to get into this project that originally came out a while ago, but it dropped on all DSPs in April. And I just heard it not too long ago and was absolutely blown away. The album cover is a vibe, and technically it's an EP, but this was such a great piece of work. I would say it's easily in my top five of drops this year so far. And we've had a lot of music come out, but this is top five for sure. And to me, it's the best project this artist dropped in many moons. The artist is regarded as one of the most innovative and creative MCs in the game. He may not be flashy and sell records like all these kids out here, but if skills sold, shout out to Jay-Z, he'd be killing some of your favorites. I'm talking about the man who gave us Paid Dues Festival. Damn, I miss that festival. That and Rock the Bells. I still won't forgive LL Cool J for that, but that's a different story. I'm definitely not going to get into that. But of course, I'm talking about the legendary MERS. And the project is called MERS in Miami. This EP was produced by Recognize and features frequent collaborators and the group MERS Day, aka Mayday, featuring MERS and some other, but it doesn't matter. And also has Burns on the opening record, Cocaine Smoothie, which is what you heard opening this show. Originally, this project was exclusively on his Patreon back in 2020. With everything going on in the world, it only makes sense to want to ensure you keep ownership of your music and make a profit off of your work. I mean, Blackstar did the same thing with their latest project, No Fear of Time, exclusively dropping that on Luminary, which is genius. And if the day comes that they decide to, you know, put it out there for physical copies or on DSPs, especially a physical copy, because I love collecting vinyls, I'm definitely gonna buy that. But realistically, it doesn't matter where the music is. If you're a fan, you'll do whatever it takes to go get it. If you're a fan of this artist or this music or this song, you're going to do everything you can to go get it. That was my original argument with Nicki Minaj. Just a quick tangent, but Nicki Minaj back in, I want to say, what, 2017? I think it was 2017 or 2018, she dropped the Queen album, and I listened to it a few times, and I automatically was like, no, this is not it. This is not it. But aside from that, when the album, when it was time to put out the numbers, and you see what she did in terms of sales and spins and all of that, she debuted at number two, I want to say. And that's a great starting point. It's not number one, but it's still great. And, of course, Travis Scott beat her and she was pissed, and all the barbs came after, like, everyone who was saying anything. They even went after Charlamagne. And I said one simple thing to all people, not online, because, you know, the barbs are terrifying and the worst fans on the planet. They're going to come for me now, but I don't care. They are the worst fans. The worst army, period. I mean, they ride for her, and that's great. But there's just one simple concept that they were missing. If you are a fan, buy her shit. And then when she complained saying, hey, you know, he did bundles. So did you. You did bundles. Hey, buy a ticket to my show and you get my album for free. And guess what? She had to cancel the tour because she had low sales. That tells me that your fans are not buying your shit. So don't come at the label. Don't come at anyone else for this, that, and the third. She put out, to me, a subpar product, and people wasn't buying it. And her fans should have jumped up and bought the shit. And it's as simple as that. When you buy, they win. But if you don't buy, they lose. Just because it's on Spotify, it's not free. And they're not making as much as they should. So buy it. That's my advice to everybody. Go buy the work. It may seem a little ridiculous, like who has CD players nowadays, but it's not about that. It's about ensuring that the artist that you love continues to do the music that you love. That's it, simple and plain. So if you're a fan, go buy it. You'll go to where the music is in order to be a part of the experience or be a part of whatever story that they're trying to tell. To own it and enjoy it. Music sounds so much better, so much richer when it comes with the knowledge that this donation, this thing that you bought, this donation to the grassroots campaign to help build an album like De La Soul did, or going to a Patreon account and subscribing leads to you owning something beautiful, something that was made for you, by you, in a sense. And if I would have known that this was out there back then, I definitely would have bought it. Alas, I'm listening to it on Tidal and Spotify. I don't want them to cancel my podcast because I didn't shut them out. Go Spotify. Anyway, it was a nonstop love affair with this drop. I listened to it intently because his lyrics was extremely targeted. In my mind, Miami is filled with fun, sex, parties, and other debauchery. But this took time. This took that feeling of Miami and repurposed it into the fun and love of family and love of competition and love of self. This project, it kind of felt like he's good, like he's in a peaceful place, and that's just a beautiful, smart, and eloquent way that he put this out, and this is how I felt when I took it. This project has so much going on that it took, you know, several listens to find it all, but I came away feeling completely satisfied with the project. He has a track, You and Me Versus Everybody, and it's a beautiful love letter to his son. It's not uncommon for artists to use their family as inspiration, but it's another thing to create a masterpiece that will live on far past your own existence and stay with its inspiration, you know? And it's beautiful. It's a powerful love for your child, and it's incredible to hear that vulnerability from an artist. He's teaching his son about life and how to walk like a man, how to carry yourself. If the world's a better place when you leave, then you won. Something powerful that he left to his son. It's such a beautiful thing. It's not foreign to a great MC like Murs to be vulnerable on an album. I mean, he dropped joints like Love and Appreciate, A Part of Me, and The Unimaginable. This is what separates him from the rest. He understands that life is more than guns, drugs, sex, and jewelry. There's pain here, love here, and unfortunately, loss here. But in this moment, it's more of a celebration. Coming into his new life of happiness and enjoying every bit of it. Season 2 is another great joint about relationships. Whenever he has a record about love and toxic energy, my ears are just blazing. They're burning. I love it. He always seems to tap into this world that seems so real to me. That's because it is. Many of my breakups lands me in a spiral, but then I hear a joint from Murs, and it's like he knew I needed that. This track is no different, but I'm not going through a breakup. This is more about holding on to the relationship because it gets crazy, but that doesn't mean that I don't love you. That's the sentiment that I had been preaching for a long time. And I'm glad to know that an artist I admire sees that as well. Love is love and doesn't make sense to everyone else. And people may come into your life and complain and say, yo, you should end that. You should stop that. This ain't right. Or, you know, if that was me, I wouldn't be. It's not about you. It's not. It doesn't matter what they say. Only how you both feel about each other. And I love that. Death is just another bill that we all have to pay. And when I'm overdrawn, you will know I'm gone. That's off of the track Black Daffodils. And that song is one of the most lyrically focused joints that is more about his personal strengths and finding beauty within himself, his strength and his weaknesses. All the media that I consume will inspire the words that's written on my tomb. One of the powerful and colorful pieces of phrasing that speaks on our culture. Even though he's speaking about when he leaves this earth, to me, it also speaks to the captions that we use when we post on IG or social media. We listen to songs and say, oh, that's a hot line. Let me post this pic because that goes with it. You know, it's like the original thoughts that we have about ourselves and for ourselves are no longer valid. So we use all of the stuff around us in order to emphasize how we feel. When did we become a culture that's so afraid of our own thoughts and feelings that we become so sensitive to when anyone says anything that may be different from what we would want to say? It's kind of like how we attack, or not we, I'm not going to put myself in that. But it's kind of like how a lot of people are attacking comedians for being comedians, who are modern day philosophers who look at life and break it down in a way for not only for you to understand, but to relate. It's not always about hate, but it may be just about understanding. But why are we so sensitive nowadays? Why is it that an original thought is dangerous? I might have to dive into that another day. Yeah, I'm definitely going to dive into that another day. But back to this, it's not so much a reach, but something we all connect and understand with. Anyway, by far, my favorite joint on this EP is Cheat Code. He bodied this record and has a mantra that you can say over and over without ever getting tired of it. Clever punches and deep messaging finish this album strong, even though the album is 23 minutes, so it's more of an EP. It's honestly, in my opinion, his best work since Murray's Revenge, which I thought was the better album between this and 316. Everybody holds 316 in such high regard, and don't get me wrong, I do as well. I love that album. Murs and Knife Wonder is such a magical mixture, but Murray's Revenge was something else. That took me on a whole nother, like, that was something else. Even Murs for President was an incredible piece of work. The Unimaginable was great, but this Murs in Miami is hands down my favorite Murs record in such a long time. I love everything that he puts out, but this was something else. This was a whole new beast. You can debate me if you want, but this album is superior. This is great. This should be on everyone's playlist. He's not just some old head trying to rap. I'm sick of these youngsters and them saying that all these old cats, they still trying to rap. And it's like, they're not trying to rap. They get better, and he gets better. and with his life and the struggles and the things that he's gone through. I mean, this man went broke just to put on a festival for us and then debuted Felt. And that changed everything. The underground scene would not be what it is if it was not for this man. I mean, this man actually owns the record, the Guinness Book of World Records for rapping consistently for 26 straight hours. That is phenomenal. That is the most ridiculous thing. And nobody would ever attempt that. Unless they're just clout chasing. This man is something else. He does this because he loves this. And that's incredible. But like I said, he's not an old head that's trying to rap. He's a legend showing these kids how to rap. He's a phenom and deserves to be in the conversation as one of the best lyricists in the game today. Top 20 MC for sure. Debate me. We're going to have a lot of people who are going to come in and say, oh no, what about this guy? He's better than Murs, or this, or this, and this. I'm not talking about like having like these people that are so on the radio constantly who get pushed all this money just to push them, because the ones who get pushed the most by the labels is the ones that the labels are making the most money off of. That doesn't mean that they are good. It doesn't. I think Future's trash. Come for me if you want to. I don't care. Future's trash. Nicki Minaj is not the same MC as she was when she wasn't signed. Lil Wayne has not gotten better. He's stayed the same. Drake, he's okay, even though that last album that he dropped was pretty whiny. To me, that last album that Drake just came out with, honestly, never mind. It sounds like it was the text message that he sent to Rihanna when he found out that she was pregnant. And then that whole album, it sounds like a love letter to her. Like, I'm hurting. I love you. I miss you. These are the fantasies that I have in my head. And blah, 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 blah. That is Drake's last album to me. And he's a good rapper. He's a good artist. But couldn't even put him in my top 25. Can't. Murs, definitely a better MC. MCs are masters of that microphone. They are masters of that stage. They know their pen is immaculate. They know how to write. They know what to say. They know, and they study the mastering of music and beat manipulation and how their cadence actually dictates the rhythm. They know what to do, and he is on that list of dope, smart, of greatness, legendary. And before I get out of here, I'm going to let you in on that last track that I was just talking about, Cheat Code. So without further ado, this is Cheat Code by Murs, produced by Recognize. Let's get into it.
I've been contemplating all types of crazy shit. Ain't no limit to how fucking dark your days will get. Life will bring you down, there ain't no shame in it. Envision victory and then I'm claiming it. Disregard the demons I had talking night. You cast the biggest shadow when you walk in light. Everybody had their battles that they gotta fight. You just gotta shoot your shot and hope you got it right. Here we go. Every night I sit down and do battle with my ego. Trying to climb the ladder with this band that's lurking below. Know that if I shatter, it won't matter to these people. Haters in they chatter, they be having me in beast mode. So they say I'm savage and our strategy is evil. Demons won't be happy till they have me in a deep hole. Busting till the wall is at my back and then I reload. Certain satisfaction when you practice in the G-code. Hurtling through hell hell to get to heaven is a hero. Raising my three sons to be my saviors and my sequels. Never politicking, we not mixing, we not equal. Exactly why you never see no pigeons with the egos. Ask about the fucks I give, you know I'm giving zero. Never holding back, I load the track and let me flow. Walk between the living and the dead and thread the needle. There's never been an end and no beginning, so here we go. Constant conflict at odds with cosmic. I give you, know I'm giving zero. Exactly why you never see no pictures with the egos. Never politicking, we not mixing, we not equal. Raising my three sons to be my saviors and my sequel. Hurtling through hell to get to heaven is a hero. Certain satisfaction when you practicing the G-code. Busting to the wall is at my back and then I reload. Demons won't be happy till they have me in a deep hole. So they say I'm savage and our strategy is evil. Haters and they chatter, they be having me in beast mode. Know that if I shatter, it won't matter to these people. Trying to climb the ladder with this madness lurking below. Every night I sit down and do battle, so here we go. Constant conflict at odds with cosmic logic. Progress, profit, the pride and the pain in the process. Constant conflict at odds with cosmic logic. Progress, profit, the pride and the pain in the process.
Yo, man, man's a genius. Fucking love that song. All right, I'm gonna get out of here. So my episodes are gonna be a little shorter going forward unless I have guests on, but we'll see where the vibe takes us. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for checking out this episode. It's always really fun to do like podcasts. It really is. I just wish I had more time in my days, but things are changing and picking up, so you're gonna hear more from me. Again, this is the Reckless Effect podcast, and it's your boy Reckless. Thank you again, and I'll see you guys soon. Peace.